This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, how can we change that bad habit of ours? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service. Dear listeners, we are talking about how can we just get rid of that bad habit of ours when it comes to our Islamic lifestyle. Now, there's a couple of things that we need to take into consideration when we are talking about a bad habit. So first and foremost, you know, there are certain bad habits which are, you know, they're not really religiously considered to be bad habits. I don't know, they're just kind of these things that we have, you know, we've become accustomed to doing over the years, but there are certain bad habits which are religiously considered to be bad habits. So for example, you know, lying or backbiting or cheating or stealing. I don't know. These are things that are very apparently and very overtly, they're bad habits. God forbid that they don't become habits, but they are bad habits that are religiously, you know, prohibited bad habits. But, you know, some things are not religiously prohibited bad habits. I mean, so, I don't know, for example, you have it could be considered a bad habit, you know, that you like to put your fork on the right side of your plate or something like that. I don't know, the things that are not religiously prohibited. Now, we're talking about primarily those habits which are religiously prohibited. You know, these kind of negative qualities that appear, you know, in a human being, and how to fix that. So that is primarily what we're talking about on this session. Now, how do we get rid of these bad habits? Well, we already talked about the first aspect and the first step, which is to be able to identify, you know, what bad habit we're talking about and what bad habit, you know, we need to fix within ourselves. So the first step, of course, is to be able to identify what it is that we are doing, you know, which is a religiously prohibited bad habit, so that slowly but surely we can work on that and hopefully be able to get rid of that pesky little bad habit. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about how to get rid of that Islamically prohibited bad habit so that we can achieve that ultimate Islamic lifestyle. Now, of course, you know, this takes time. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of practice, you know. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes we grow up and we pick up these bad habits. And as we said, religiously prohibited bad habits over the years. And then, you know, when we become relative adults and we grow up, if you will, we realize that these habits have become a part of us and they become, well, much more difficult to be able to handle and to be able to remove from ourselves. And this here is something that's really important for any parent out there, is to make sure that you get rid of these bad habits in your children before they grow up and before these things become a habit. And especially those habits which are religiously prohibited. And this is one of the perhaps one of the greatest responsibilities of a parent, and that is to be able to help to control certain religiously prohibited bad habits that might, you know, become habits for their children. So anyways, it takes a lot of time. Of course, we said that the first step is to be able to identify that this is a bad habit, and then you kind of make a plan of action in order to prevent yourself from falling into that bad habit, in order to protect yourself from being in a situation where you are, you know, kind of forced to fall into that bad habit, and make sure that, you know, you remove yourself from any kind of situations that will push you towards that bad habit, whether it's lying or stealing or whatever it may be, you have to identify. And then it's a relatively long process. You know, don't think that it's going to be, you know, overnight you're going to be able to fix all of your bad habits. No, it takes time. It takes perseverance. It takes determination, you know, and some of these spiritual wayfaring masters, they have said that it has taken them a whole lifetime to be able to control something. And there are some who have said that despite being able to control a certain bad habit for their whole lifetime, they are still afraid and they are still very careful because they might fall into the same trap. But nonetheless, the fact that you are trying to remove that bad habit is something which is commendable, and it will eventually, inshallah, by the grace and the blessings of Allah, it will help you to attain that Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.